Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions. Hey beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A podcast where I answer four questions submitted by beauties just like you, which are gathered and organized by Caitlin, who's on the podcast with me out in New York. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Kimberly. So great to be back with you on this week's show.
It's great to be with you too, Kay. How is everything going out in New York?
It's good. It's actually been really amazing with spring and the trees are blooming and it's just a lot lighter. So probably have more similar weather than that you guys have on the West Coast. So we're happy over here for the most part in New York.
I love May. I think it's one of the most amazing months, sort of that juncture between spring and summer, and everybody's feeling energized and it's starting to warm up and everybody's pulling out their little, you know, sundresses and their sandals and totally. Getting ready for summer. I think it's a great month. So exactly. I hope you guys are feeling the love too.
Yeah. You know, and like Memorial Day is right around the corner, the kickoff of summer, which, you know, we love with the beach. So with that, we've had a lot of great questions coming in. As always, the community's buzzing and people want advice. So
I was gonna say unless you guys are listening from Australia or somewhere down there where it's the opposite, right? I've been in Australia in May and it can be quite cold in the winter.
Yeah.
So either way, it's still a you know, a transitional time and a hopefully. Where I was in Australia, it wasn't too cold. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forget about that. That it's, you know, the different areas in the world. We have listeners from like almost every country. So, yes, for everybody outside of the States, we hope you're having happy weather as well. So this first question is from Val, and as always, we like to pull some questions from our social media channels. So this one is from our Beauty Detox Foods group, which is on Facebook. And Val asks, do you have any recommendations to avoid old food habits?
Well, this is a great question, Val. Thank you so much for submitting it. Sort of a big general question. I think that when it comes to habits, there's research now by different, you know, habit experts, if you will, that say could take anywhere from 14 days, 21 days, 28 days. There's sort of different numbers about establishing a new habit. One of the things that I always recommend is to start with the morning up. To start new habits in the morning, to start with your, you know, your beauty detox protocols, hot water with lemon, your SBO probiotics, your glowing green smoothie. So you start to experience feeling great and having all that energy. And once you start to have that experience in your body, it becomes much easier to go forward and to make new changes. Because I think, you know, the problem is we try to change certain things. We don't feel good, or we feel hungry, or our energy is down, whatever it is. So those old habits keep calling to us
and right.
Over and over again. So I think the experience of actually having more energy and feeling good is so important. And so if we set up our morning that way, it helps us go into the rest of the day having more energy, more of a an ability to catalyze positive change going forward. So that's one of the things that I highly recommend. Another thing I recommend is trying a cleanse. You know, I think cleaning out your body, it's a really great way to sort of reset and recharge. A lot of people look at cleanses as just a way to lose weight. But, you know, and that can be a definite effect. But I think, you know, cleansing is a way to just sort of reset everything physically, mentally, emotionally, and be mindful as you go forward. So cleansing is a great thing to do, especially this time of year. You know, we have cleanses I've designed at Glow Bio, which you can check out. I definitely recommend trying them seasonally. And that's a really great thing to do. Another thing to approach with old food habits is to look at the mental aspect as well, the emotional, what we're getting out of certain foods. For instance, a lot of us crave sweets, and sweets can be so comforting and make us feel like we're having a little reward. So until we get to that root of how else can we feel rewarded, how else can we feel satisfied in and of ourselves, then that habit around that food that we associate with this emotional satisfaction will still always be there.
Right.
So we have blogs on dealing with cravings and emotional aspects. This is also a lot of what I talk about in the Beauty Detox Power. So if you need help around that, we have a lot of resources as well, which Kay, let's please link to in the show notes.
Yeah, totally. And I was going to mention as well, as you did with Beauty Detox Power, there's so much information in there. If you guys haven't checked out the book, or just to reread it, because sometimes I'll just go through, and I've read the books many times, but it's just a helpful reminder if I'm struggling or I start eat something, I'm like, why am I doing this again? Like when I'm eating whole bars of chocolate every day.
Exactly. Oh. Or Kay, you know, I just wrote this blog about all the creamy food I'm eating. And
oh yeah.
I know why I'm eating it. I'm self-comforting myself. I've gone through like a really big life change recently. And, you know, with the loss of my mother, with a parent. And I definitely know what it is. I'm aware. But sometimes just because we know something, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get over it right away. But it is helpful to be mindful, to make, you know, healthier choices and options that we can for that craving. But well, it all just works together. None of us are perfect. You know, we're all going to have habits creep in here and there. But Val, the point is long term, as you go forward, you start to establish new habits, it becomes much easier,
much
easier. And when you have a set routine in the morning, as I was saying, where you don't have to make a lot of decisions, you just sort of do it. It does make it easier to get over old habits. Haven't you found that, Kay? You just kind of know what to do in the morning.
Yeah, because if I go back, you know, several years now, I'd have to put so much thought, like, what do I do? And now I just, as you mentioned, have my little routines. And sometimes I'll fall off track with different things that happen, but it's very easy just to get back on and know what to do. So it's having that patience with yourself that you always talk about, Kim, and just kind of working through it. And I put this question, even though it was general, because a lot of people, when they start the program or they're new to the lifestyle, they ebb and flow back and forth with the old habits. And, you know, it's always nice to have that support. And especially with the change of seasons, like this comes up a lot for people. So it was great to have you answer it.
Yeah, it's part of life. But, you know, even if we take 5 steps forward, and we take 3 steps back, it's that, you know, that progress, that not perfection, like we're still on an upward flow, which is, you know, what counts long term.
Exactly. And the next question from Debbie, and she's from Portland, Maine, kind of ties into what you were talking before about cleanses. So she was asking, how are Glow Bio cleanses significantly different from cleanses put out by other juice bars, say like Naked Juices or a pressed juicery? I'm thinking about doing one to jumpstart my weight loss, but I'm wondering which cleanses are best and why.
Okay, Debbie, well, thank you so much for your question. I've been to Portland, Maine, and I absolutely love Maine. I think it's a beautiful state. Yeah, I've been to Acadia National Park and all around. I used to go biking there when I was a kid.
Oh, nice.
Anyways, back to the cleanse question. Thank you for asking this. So cleanses are not all designed equal, for sure. I think it's sort of become this thought that, oh, I'm doing a cleanse, it automatically means you're doing something really good. And that isn't necessarily the case. I will say first and foremost, and if you guys missed the, I'm so grateful we got to do this, Kay, when we announced the Shopper's Guide with EWG President Ken Cook out of Glow Bio, which is the Shopper's Guide is the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. So I will say that when you're doing a cleanse and you're having a lot of produce items, if you're getting a cleanse from someone that isn't using organic produce, that is a huge problem. And I will not name names specifically, but the names that you said, Kay, I would check those ones for sure, because a lot of mainstream companies and juice bars are actually not organic. And sometimes we hear the word cold pressed and we think that automatically means organic, and it does not. So first and foremost, I would definitely make sure that when you're having that amount of pressed or blended produce items in your body, that huge amount on the cleanse, you definitely want to make sure that it's organic. Second of all, you want to make sure that there's some real strategy, some thought put in behind a way a cleanse is designed. I've seen some that are, you know, sort of pick your own six juices or design your own cleanse.
Right.
And that's really sort of random and not strategic. So, you know, which is fine. Like, you'll get some benefit, but for me, I don't do cleanses, or I hope none of us don't do cleanses every week or all the time. So when I do a cleanse and I'm putting in that much effort, that much mental effort as well, and I'm sort of blocking out that time, I want to make sure I'm getting the best possible benefits and the best results. So I can say from my heart that the GloBio ones that I've designed have a lot of strategy behind them. You start and you end with a fiber-filled glowing green smoothie, which is important to stabilize your blood sugar levels, also to help your body expel toxins, because the definition of a cleanse is the toxins actually have to leave your body. So the fiber is a way to push out the toxins. Sometimes when people have all juice on a cleanse, there's a lot of enzymes and a lot of vitamins, but you're actually kicking up the toxins and they can be reabsorbed. We need a way to actually push them out of your system. So I recommend, you know, you have you start and you end with the glowing green smoothie. I also recommend taking Detoxy every day you're on the cleanse, which is our oxygen supplement, which is not a laxative, but really helps to break up that old waste. If you want to go like super, super deep, amazing cleanse,
right,
I would definitely recommend that. And then, you know, the other thing about the GloBio cleanses is you get these, our cold pressed juices are not only organic, but we infuse them with probiotics. So you're supporting your gut during the cleanse. And then you're doing these little booster shots that are strategically placed throughout the cleanse. So for instance, the first night you're doing the deep loader, which is concentrated cranberry to help flush water weight out through your kidneys so that you can work on a deeper level for the rest of the days of your cleanse. So you can read more about it on our website, myglobio.com. The one I like a lot is the set level one. So it's 3 days. It's the level one. There's a level one and a level two. The level one has another smoothie versus another juice, which I like. I really like that. I feel
I like the smoothies
more full
too.
And yeah, I just have, you know, I just stay pretty active on the cleanse. I'm not in bed all day. I still do yoga. I'm running after Bubby still. So anyways, there's more information, but just to sum up, just remember that all cleanses are not equal. You want to make sure that they're designed properly. You want to make sure that they're organic. You want to make sure that they're designed with care. So yeah, just check it out for yourself. Whichever cleanse you decide to do, make sure you look into it carefully, because it's important. It's your body. It's your experience. You're putting all this effort and money into it. You really just want to get the best.
Mm. You know, that's great, especially this time of year, you know, whenever there's change of season, a lot of people ask about cleanses and detox. And as Kimberly's mentioned many times, we do have a lot of blogs on this and other information. So I'll go ahead and link in the show notes if anybody's interested. Always on KimberlySnitter.com. There's plenty of information as well.
Okay, I just dropped the mic. Sorry, guys.
No problem. It actually really wasn't loud. I didn't notice.
Okay. I was moving something. But yes, thank you, Kay. Thank you for saying that. Lots of information for you guys.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then Kimberly will be back to answer more of your questions.
Scientists report 80% of our immunity is housed in our gut, which is our primary site for practically every disease. Nutrition assimilation, hormone production, energy regulation, hunger, production of happiness chemicals, and so much more happen right in our guts. That's one of the many reasons that our Beauty Detox probiotic formula has delivered such amazing results for those in the Beauty Detox community, and why so many choose our discounted subscription plan. Please sign up for your subscription today on shop.kimberlysnitter.com.
Okay, guys, we're back from our break. We have two more questions for you guys.
Awesome. So a lot of V names in this podcast. Valerie.
Oh my God.
Except for Debbie. But the next question comes from Valerie, and she's from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. And I thought this was an interesting question. And she says, what is a good alternative for tofu? Is there a tofu that's not soy-based?
So Valerie, thank you so much for your question. I bet you're happy that it's warming up in Minnesota, which I know can be very cold, very cool place. I have been there. Lots of super sweet people, but it can be cold for sure, I know, in the winter. This is an interesting question. Tofu is definitely soy-based. You want to make sure that whenever you are having tofu, that it is non-GMO and organic, so that we avoid GMO, which for many different reasons is something that I don't advise consuming. It's experimental rather. We don't know what the long-term effects are. I'm not going to go on that tangent though right now. But as far as alternatives for tofu, what you could try is tempeh, which also is organic. Tempeh is fermented, so it's believed to be a little bit easier to digest, just like other fermented foods. The fermentation process can just help prepare the product, so it is easier for your body to assimilate and break down. I will say that, is there a tofu that's not soy-based? So there's other sort of, alternatives out there for, meat replacements. Some of them are really processed. Some of them, even though they're processed, they can be good transition foods for people coming off meat. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I think they can be super helpful. I don't think that soy is as bad as I used to think it was. For the beauty detox solution, there was information out there about, oh, soy, this and that. And now I've come to believe and to find that if you don't have an allergic reaction to soy, which I personally don't, and you're sourcing organic and non-GMO, you can incorporate some into your diet. It is a very dense source of plant protein. And what I like about it is that it takes on many different flavors.
Right.
I definitely tend to eat tempeh a lot more than tofu, mm-hmm. but sometimes I'll have, when I was pregnant actually, and I wanted something like, I can't describe it other than saying like a jiggly texture. I would like cut up tofu and fry it in my green pan with basil, which sounds so weird and random. But it was like fragrant and delicious. I would put it just tamari and basil, and it really satisfied that weird craving I had during my pregnancy.
And
it's actually really, really delicious. Mm. So you can work it in. I wouldn't, it's definitely not a daily food that you eat every day for
right.
sure. And remember, it's combined as a protein. You can have it with lots of different veggies. You can have it on your salad. But, as I said, it can be worked in.
Mm. There's some recipes. She had also asked about recipes and stuff like that. Valerie and everybody, there's tons of recipes on the website. Kimberly posts a new recipe every Tuesday and Sunday. So if you guys are looking for creative ways to make the different types of ingredients we talk about, then you can check it out there as well. And I'll put some recipes on the bottom that pertain to this question. Great. And looks like we're going to roll right into the last question for today, which is from Vanessa.
Another
It's just like funny because sometimes I don't pay attention when I'm pulling it. And then when we're looking at it and I'm reading it, I'm going, oh, that's interesting. Like everybody will be from California or everybody will have the same
that's
name.
Hilarious.
So just little quirks, guys. Okay, so it's from Vanessa, and she's from Santa Barbara, California. And she says, I'm not someone who craves salty foods at all, so when I cook, I usually don't add it. Is it super beneficial due to the mineral content to add it? Is it something you think I should add to my diet?
Vanessa, thank you so much for your question. I will say that you're definitely in the minority, and congratulations. A lot of us love salt, including myself. I love it. So does Tony. We all love salt.
We get the salt grinder on the table at dinner, and it's like, okay, Kay, I gotta slow down.
I love salt. I love it. So back to your question, there are trace minerals in sea salt, high quality sea salt. But honestly, if you're getting a wide variety of produce. Of lots of different fruits and vegetables, if you're sourcing things you're using, you know, lots of, you're eating chia seeds and maca and all these amazing foods, and, you know, and beauty detox, I don't think you have to like seek out salt and add a ton of it into your diet. In fact, when you go to somewhere like the Ann Wigmore Institute, where I've been quite a few times, they don't use any salt at all. They want you to reset your salt. Basically, when you're on there, nothing has salt. They use organic sodium by dehydrating celery, and you add like powdered celery on if you need anything to taste salty. So again, I think that you're naturally going to get some salt from, you know, just from eating out here and there, and just, you know, from eating whatever packaged, if you eat a small amount of packaged foods, I think you're getting some anyway, especially if you're eating things like kale chips or anything like that. Right. I don't think you need to be cognizant of, oh gosh, I have to add this salt in for the mineral content.
Right.
I think that you're going to get, you know, again, if you have a wide variety of foods in your diet, you're going to get a lot of great minerals in. And if you do want extra insurance for trace minerals, you could try adding spirulina and chlorella into your diet. You could put it in the Power Protein Smoothie, which also have lots of trace minerals as well.
Mm. That's awesome. Well, unfortunately, guys, that's all the time we have for you today. So as always, thank you for sending your questions, and you, Kim, for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you so much, Kay. Thank you, beauties, for tuning in. You know, I love to be with you guys, and I love to hear what you guys are thinking.
And awesome. And as always, before I let you go, do you have any thoughts for us this week?
I do, guys. So my thought today is geared towards women, but I know we have a lot of you men out there listening as well. So I'm going to say it both ways for men and women. So the first is, empowering other women empowers you as well, if you're a woman. And then the other way to read it is, empowering other men empowers you as well, if you're a man. And so I think that if we sort of buy into our ego, which has different definitions, in the West, we think of it as being sort of high on ourselves, you know, having an inflated sense of self. But in the East, the ego is the false self. It's the pseudo self. It's that which we are not.
Right.
Our real self is this deep, you know, unlimited, it's just, you know, inexplicable connection with everyone else. It's pure light and love. Mm. And so if we buy into the ego, we start to feel hyper competitive with everyone around and sort of looking this way or that way. But the reality is that when we foster our connection with others and we look to uplift others, and especially for a woman, other women, or a man, other men, we get uplifted as well, because we are all connected, and it, you know, that connection, that love flows through us and we feel it. Mm-hmm. So it's a really powerful thing to do, is to, next time you feel yourself, you know, feeling a little, oh, competitive or this or that, looking that way, just remember that, you know, that's the mindset of lack, of limitation. Mm. And we can switch it to say, oh, well, you know, there's enough good for everyone, so I'm just going to do my best to help as many as I can. And I know what goes around comes around, and sort of shifting our mentality.
Yeah, I love that. It's good to have that reminder and like sense of community of, you know, helping others helps yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's such a nice way to head into our weekend for everybody.
Nice, guys. Yeah. Have a wonderful weekend. See you guys back Monday.
Yeah. And just before we go, if anybody is inspired or has questions, as always, please go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. And that's where we'll review your questions and hopefully air them on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I send you all my love. Have a great day, great rest of your day, great weekend. Take great care of yourself, and we'll be back here with you on Monday.